To understand what's happening in Sarasota County, we start with what happened to its southern neighbors. Charlotte County Commissioner Bill Truax walks us through a small, squat building that houses a lot of the government functions for the small town of Englewood. That includes the sheriff's office, veteran services.
Supervisor's office here, county property appraiser's office, and then we have this facility, which was...
He points into a darkened room where the Charlotte County Health Department used to have a clinic until it closed in 2013. Now, volunteers staff it 2 days a week for a couple hours in the evening.
It's a small facility, and they do need more space. And I think when we get the new building put together, we do have space for them. We're making sure.
Truax says the state forced Charlotte County to privatize healthcare services, and he says that by itself isn't a bad thing.
If you have them in proximity to your population, our problem here is that we have one in the southern portion of the county, and this entire area over here is kind of left in, you know, in flux as to where they're going to get their health care.
They're going to get their care an hour north in Sarasota County, and that includes pregnant women. Truax is worried because state officials want what happened in Charlotte County to happen in Sarasota County.
I think what happens in Sarasota County when they go to our model, which is being forced upon them by the state, as it was on us, is we get a larger void.
So what kind of public health system does Sarasota County have for pregnant women? In a word, robust. Dr. Washington Hill helped build the clinic for high-risk pregnant women in Sarasota County, and now the county health department looks a lot like a private OBGYN practice. It has four doctors on staff, and they treat pregnant women from conception to delivery. Seeing high-risk patients is a calling for Hill. He says some women see pregnancy as the reason to clean up their life.
There are other patients who we have to struggle with, to be honest. They miss their appointments, and when I go into the room, I say, "So where have you been?" And they have this excuse and that excuse. And I tell them non-judgmentally that we need you to bring the baby in.
The Sarasota County Health Department delivers one out of every five babies, and they're able to do that on a $17 million budget. It's a government partnership with the private sector, and the state puts in less than $100,000 a year. But state officials have told the county they want it privatized in the next 3 years. And that scares Sarasota County Commissioner Christine Robinson. Robinson and fellow commissioners have been challenging the shift since May.
The thought of turning out 30,000 people or them not getting the proper care that they need in this county makes my knees shake. When I get the question of what is the biggest issue that, you know, keeps you awake at night in Sarasota County, this would be it.
Statewide, only 28 of Florida's 67 counties still offer prenatal care. And it boils down to a philosophical question. Should the government provide health care? State officials say the private sector can do better. Robinson disagrees.
And I just can't imagine children and mothers and folks who can't afford it not getting the health care that they need because of a policy decision made in a vacuum.
Robinson generally favors privatizing government services when it makes sense. Just this year, she worked to privatize Sarasota County's transportation for disabled residents.
I've been a lifelong Republican, and I've been very active in my party. But you know what? You have to apply common sense to situations, and this just does not make sense.
The Florida Department of Health in letters wrote that it will remain a partner in Sarasota County's health care for now. But it also made clear it wants to change that here and elsewhere in the state. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Aburaya in Orlando.